Can you believe it's already March 19th? It's March 2019. I haven't created anything for W or Freelancing, whether it be written articles, email newsletters, or podcast episodes, really at all this year. And, you know, I liken it a bit to if you've ever gone to the gym consistently for a while. So let's say you're going to the gym 3 to 4 times a week, and it's a habit, and you're feeling great, and you're seeing results. And then all of a sudden, maybe you get sick, or you end up traveling a lot for work, or something happens, something causes you to get derailed. Well, as a creator serving freelancers, agencies, and so on, that's what's happened to me within the last few months. And it's been this kind of perfect storm of I moved house, and in moving house, I ended up in the new house, putting my office in the dining room, which looked like the rest of the house, was connected to the rest of the house, and it didn't really make me ever want to do much in terms of creation. I know that's probably an excuse. I know that's probably, you know, I could have pushed through. I could have said, you know what, it doesn't matter that my environment isn't ideal. I'm just going to push through and create. So moved house, got the office put into temporarily the kitchen while we renovated the attic to be a really nice office. And that's actually where I'm recording today. So as of today, in the new office, in the attic, it's incredible. I've got a new microphone, which I'm recording on now, and my setup is conducive to creation. On top of that, Right Message, my other company, has been doing remarkably well. It's been doing really, really well, actually. And all of my creative energies, all of my time, have been mostly earmarked to working on Right Message. But there's still this community of about 50,000 freelancers and agencies who I serve, who, you know, I help in some way or another, whether it's giving tactical advice about how to write proposals or how to price your services or so on and so forth, or just helping people connect, helping match, whether through events or the community that we've fostered, helping kind of be almost a matchmaker at scale for different freelancers and different agencies. So moving house and the focus in over the last 4 or 5 months on Right Message has caused me to not really do much with W Freelancing. But as of today, I'm going to be changing that. And again, I partly credit this to being in the new environment. I think environment affects us more than we really do think, or at least that I think. And on top of that, there's been so many things that I've wanted to create, share with you, and I just haven't had either the energy or the setting to do that. So I do today. It's 6:12 in the afternoon, March 19th. I'm in the new office. The microphone works great. And I am staring at my screen and I'm ready to share with you the first of many things that I've wanted to share. So you're here because you want tactical and strategic freelancing advice. You want advice on how you can grow your business, get more clients, raise your prices, and so on. Last year, I worked on and ultimately closed a project lead that I thought was really successful. It was kind of, I've been, what's interesting about teaching people how to better qualify clients, listen to their needs, and so on, is that when I get the opportunity myself to apply what I'm teaching for my own consulting clients, I get to see firsthand just how effective a lot of the techniques and the strategies that we teach here at W Freelancing are. So last year I was working on a client, or I was trying to get a client. And as you probably know, I pitched them initially on road mapping. So they came to me saying, look, we just released a book. We do a lot of really big enterprise training, and we want to find a way to eliminate how much traditional prospecting and sales is required to get people to attend our training seminars. So their model has historically been, they do a lot of traditional networking to get in front of stakeholders or decision makers, I should say, for really big enterprise companies, so Fortune 500 companies. And then what they do is they bring in their employees and teach them how to sell better. And the founder of the company had recently released a book, and they've been kind of dabbling in, marketing automation. It's probably the best way of putting it. So building a list and getting this list nurtured through educational content. And they were really struggling to make that effective. They were really struggling to make that work for them. So that's the setting, that's the scene. So they reached out, and I'd been referred to them because I know quite a bit about marketing automation, and they were looking for somebody to help them with their marketing automation needs. Well, I told them that in order for us to work together in any capacity, what needs to happen first is road mapping. So I flew out to their city. I charged them a few thousand dollars for a one-day session, and we holed up in their conference room and just jumped in headfirst and focused on how do we best get them from the world of today. So they're doing a lot of high touch selling over the phone and a lot of in-person networking, and they have a very old-fashioned way of finding leads, getting these leads to be educated sufficiently to be ready to attend one of these seminars, and then ultimately closing them and getting them to buy a seat in one of these seminars. So how do we get from there to where they want to be, which is the founder of the company giving keynote addresses at conferences, having his book shared around different communities and bought by people, say Barnes & Noble or Amazon or whatever else, and getting people at a very high volume into different sales funnels that lead them ultimately to being physically at one of these in-person seminars. So that's what we had to figure out. The whole goal of that road mapping session was figuring out how do we get from here to there. I'm not going to bore you with the details. I'm not going to talk about specifics about kind of some of the brainstorming that happened during the session and some of the takeaways. But needless to say, like with most road mapping sessions, they left with a completely different perspective and a completely different plan of action than they went into this meeting with. So just by, you know, me taking my expertise, my experience and so on, and applying it to their domain and applying it to their world, we were able to come up with a really interesting, really effective way to get them from here to there. So we did that, got a text from my now client later that evening saying, Brennan, this was so much more useful and so much more valuable than anything I could have expected. He didn't really know, and this is my fault, but he didn't really know as much as I think he could have about why road mapping, why not jumping head straight first into marketing automation software and writing copy and so on and so forth. So he was really appreciative of this. And I told him the next step is for me to go and really write down everything that we discussed during the session, the recommendations that he's already heard from me about what I think he should be doing, and then what it would take for me to come in and do that for him. So that's where we were. And then I want to specifically talk in this recording, this episode, the pseudo episode, whatever this is. I just wanted to get in front of the microphone and talk. I wanted to tell you about how I put together this proposal. And something that I did that I think was new to me in terms of format, but I think was really effective, because, you know, I ended up getting the project and he was really happy with how I put this together. So hopefully what I'm about to share with you will be super useful for you. If you like this kind of content, if you like me just kind of riffing potentially without a guest, without an interview, or just riffing on something about, you know, either something I've more recently observed about kind of the freelancing community at large or specifics when it comes to my own projects or my own experience. If you like this kind of stuff, be sure to let me know. I'm Brennan Dunn on Twitter. You can also email me at brennan@doubleyourfreelancing.com. All right, so let's talk about the proposal that I sent. So like if you've gone through Double Your Freelancing Rate, you have a pretty solid understanding of how when I look at a proposal in this sense, it's really a report on how effective, or not how effective, but a report on the takeaways and the next steps that were mutually discussed during road mapping. So, you know, I start out every proposal by reiterating why they're here. So this is the state of things. This is how this is problematic. Simply put, they're just not able to scale the way they need to with the way that they've been doing business for the last two decades. So that's why they're here. What we want to do. So what needs to happen more concretely, so outcome-based. So we ended up realizing that what they need is they need some sort of intermediary step. So an online course between their in-person course and one of their free lead magnets. So one of the big things was I'm going to help them figure out what that's going to include and how it's going to be formatted and structured and so on. Second is redoing their entire marketing automation backend. So they have some stuff going on, but it's mostly a lot of broadcast emails that are pretty much same email to everyone. We talked about the necessity for making things more lifecycle based, meaning you're only getting emails when they're appropriate for you. So that was kind of item number two. And then the third would be redoing their entire branding and messaging. So we realized that they kind of, or I didn't realize, they realized this, they knew this, and they let me know that there was a lot of confusion about what exactly they offer. And one of the big disconnects that I brought to the table was people don't know that they need to sit for 3 days in a room and learn about sales. A lot of people think that sales is something you're born with. It's something that you comes naturally to some people and to others it doesn't. And they have a very science-backed, I want to say, method of teaching people how to sell better. So very framework-based, very specific to a lot of the research that they've done over the decades. Their big thing is behavioral. So how do you analyze people's behavior and how do you sell based off that? So, you know, what was interesting was seeing how many parallels there were between what they teach their students, what I teach in terms of my background with not psychology per se, but, you know, having read a lot of old philosophical books in college, I as a liberal arts major, I ended up learning a lot about, I guess, the science of the mind, if that makes sense, even though back then it wasn't classified as a proper science as we would today. But anyway, not to go too tangential, but simply put, there's a lot of confusion about them, and I'm planning on helping them, or I plan on helping them fix that. And also, there were some other items, namely helping them with lead segmentation qualification, redoing their marketing site, and coming up with the content strategy, and so on. So basically just kind of rehashed the outcomes that we had mutually discussed that they needed. And then what was the next stage, or the next part of the proposal, was I think the most interesting. And that was I listed out four different results that I wanted to see as a result of the engagement. So four different outcomes. And I also constrained each of these outcomes I annotated each of these outcomes with when I thought realistically this outcome could be achieved, and also what the expected ROI or revenue, additional net new revenue of this outcome would be for them. So, you know, the first one was working on helping them build this course. When it's launched, we'll promote it to their existing list. I talked about the how we can go about getting this out sooner than later, getting some early momentum by doing some pre-sales to their existing list and their existing customer base and audience, getting that momentum, building that up and seeing, well, we have revenue coming in for this new product, and front loading that. And then I just by, again, speaking with them and finding out a little bit more about them and their audience and, you know, so on and so forth, we were able to just kind of guesstimate how many pre-orders we think they would get, along with how many sales when it does launch a few months later that they would get. And again, I just took my own experience knowing, having sold courses to my own audience, but also having a lot of friends who are in that business, if you want to call it that, taking their averages, superimposing it on top of their data, so their list size and so on. So that was the result number one, which was launching this course. I talked about how many sales, what I thought the list conversion rate would be, the pricing that we talked about during the meeting, while not set in stone. I said, well, you know, at $400, this is how much revenue, pre-order revenue we could expect. So that was kind of the result number one. Result number two was, now let's look into how we can start to get, you know, grow their lead base. So how do we get more leads coming in on a daily basis from their website and from these different channels that we're going to be setting up for them? So, you know, talk through kind of high level what we were planning on doing. And I reverse engineered basically what I think based on their existing traffic, what I've seen before, what I think doing this and this would have, what kind of impact that might have on their daily list growth. So I listed that out as the second ROI goal. And I said by quarter three, so this was last year, quarter three, this is where I see this being. Third result was to help them put together an automated sales funnel that would lead people to that course that they would be developing. So first result was, let's pre-sell the course to the existing audience we have. Third result was, now let's take the new audience that we're building in that second result and get them in front of this course. So I just took the data points that I had in that result number two, 20 to 30 leads a day, did some basic math and said that's about 750 net new leads a month. We should get about 40 of those to buy the course within 1 month of opting in. Again, this is just my own experience, my own data, what I thought we'd be able to do based on, again, their B2B product, you know, so on and so forth. And, you know, that would be $18,000 a month in revenue just from that funnel. And then if just two of them end up buying the in-person training, that's another X thousand in net new revenue from that. So again, I'm really focused on, when do I see this happening? So how much, you know, after we start working together, how much in the future, how soon can some of these results happen? And also, what kind of revenue could each of these results bring? And I'm tying this all into data that they've told me, that they've shown me, that I have access to through their analytics. And again, this is all the result of having spent a solid day in a conference room with them, talking specifics, talking numbers, and constantly superimposing my own experience, my own expertise on top of them and their business. Fourth result was, how do we then get people who buy this course to then be upsold the in-person training? So I basically talked a bit about how we could get their existing people who have gone through the their other lead banks that they have in action, along with people who have bought their attended one of their seminars. How do we get that audience, both obviously the people who have already attended, we're not going to sell them on that in-person training, but how do we get people funneling from the course when we pitch them on that over to the in-person training? And then they also wanted to find ways that they could increase customer lifetime value by having some sort of membership component. So you do the one-off in-person training, and then there's some sort of long-term monthly membership where maybe there's two webinars a month There's a private community. So you can just kind of keep that momentum going beyond just your time spending 3 days learning in person from them and their team. So what I really just want to get across in this episode is there wasn't much about how many emails would be written or how much automation work would be done or even what tools we'd be using to make all that happen. A lot of that was floated more in passing during the road mapping session itself. But what I really wanted to drive home in this proposal, which again is the result of an in-person road mapping session, I wanted to get across, based on what we talked about, based on some research and thinking through that I had done since that session, here's a prioritization that I've put together that will get us some early wins and will then give us kind of the wind behind our back to start, you know, forging ahead with these different initiatives that we want to do that will each have, you know, certain results. So let's start with a course, get some early money in, and then use that to then start to build up our daily lead gen. As that builds up, now we want people funneling over to the course systematically and automatically. So, you know, so on and so forth. So everything was focused on big picture outcomes. This is where they are now. This is where they want to be. This would be the ideal way that I think that they could get from here to there. And we're on the same wavelength because we spent a solid day in a conference room together. I know them. They know me. They know what I can do. I know what they offer and why they offer it and so on and so forth. And it was really simple for me to put this together. And on top of that, when I did send it over, they weren't seeing anything new. This was the natural next step from the discussions that we had together in their office. So I'd encourage you when you get that next project lead, if you're not road mapping yet, offer road mapping. We have a course on road mapping. We have a lot of podcast episodes and free content also on road mapping. Sell road mapping first. Trust me on this one. And then once you've delivered a successful road mapping engagement, when you really tie it all together and you say, here's how I can implement what was covered, what we agreed upon during the session, that should be focused squarely on what is the best path to go from here to there. How do we prioritize different things? What kind of results can we deliver in your proposal, in your road mapping report, whatever you want to call it? Include the results that you want to deliver. Result one, I want to do this, 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 and this. Here's how long I think it'll take to have this result come to be. Here's the expected payoff. And describe how you came to that number, how you came to that metric. Result number two, same thing. Result number three, same thing. And then you really want to tie together and say, basically, look, we can make this happen. This isn't some line item list of I will do X, Y, and Z for you. Instead, it's a story. You've told a story. You've said, this is how I plan on getting you from today to tomorrow. And this is why I think the way that I'm outlining it is the best path forward. So that's all I got for you today. I just wanted to share, again, this has been on my mind for a lot because I've had random discussions with people over email, over Skype, and so on, where I brought this up, but I haven't really encapsulated this into something a little more concrete yet. And if you're not on my list, go to doubleyourfreelancing.com and get on the list because I'm going to be sending out a written article, which I frankly excel at. I'm a little better, I think, with the written word, where I'll actually share copy snippets and I'll be able to be a bit more verbose than I was in this 25-minute off-the-cuff apology note / overview of a consulting project from last year. I was really happy with how it turned out. And I'll be sharing more about, you know, this and other projects, in more kind of sessions like this. But again, thanks for listening and I will talk to you next time.